The people of Peru are electing a new president today, and the vote comes at a time of deep crisis in that country. NPR's Philip Reeves says Peruvians face a choice between two highly controversial candidates at opposite ends of the political spectrum.
A couple of months ago, most people in Peru didn't know who this man is. Today, he's in a neck-and-neck runoff to be their president. His name is Pedro Castillo. This is online footage of one of his final campaign rallies.
El Perú necesita un cambio estructural.
Peru needs structural change, he tells the flag-waving crowd.
Okay, so he is a fairly new political figure in Peru.
Andrea Moncada is a political analyst and opinion editor with Peru's El Comercio newspaper.
His candidacy was a bit of a surprise.
Castillo's 51. He's a school teacher and leftist union activist from the Andes Mountains in northern Peru. Castillo's running as presidential candidate for the Peru Libre Party. Moncada says the party is Marxist, but thinks he isn't.
I would say he is more of a populist.
Acabemos primero con la corrupción.
At the rally, Castillo is, as usual, wearing a big, wide-brimmed white hat.
The hat, yes. It's a symbol of authority within the rural world.
Political analyst Sarai Toledo Orozco says Castillo often shows up on a horse to remind everyone he's a rondero.
Ronderos are part of patrol groups in rural Peru that are part of the peasant community and are sometimes even more respected than the state.
Señor Pedro Castillo, como no tiene propuestas, lo único
This is Castillo's opponent. Keiko Fujimori has run for the presidency twice before and came close to winning. She's daughter of Alberto Fujimori, Peru's authoritarian president in the 1990s, who's imprisoned for corruption and human rights abuses. Keiko is a right-wing former congresswoman who promises to rule with a strong hand. This election's happening at a time of turmoil. Peru's been hit by corruption scandals and political upheaval. Last November, it had three presidents within a week. The country is also suffering one of the world's worst COVID outbreaks.
In the regions of Peru, people are selling all their belongings to get oxygen, to get access to medicines, to get access to treatment.
Zaraí Toledo Orozco says this is impacting this election by undermining people's faith in government even more. Before the pandemic, Juan Bañón worked in tourism. Poverty is soaring in Peru. Bañón's now struggling to survive as a bricklayer.
No estoy satisfecho.
Bañón's not happy with the idea of either Fujimori or Castillo as president. He associates her with government corruption and him with leftist extremism. Fujimori's opponents claim she's actually seeking the presidency to secure immunity from corruption allegations. Fujimori's counterattacked. Zaraí Toledo Orozco says there are giant billboards all over Peru saying Castillo would turn the place into Cuba and
saying communism is going to kill you, communism is coming for you, you know, playing from fear.
Tensions are running high, says Andrea Moncada of El Comercio.
There's a lot of anger and distrust. It's an awful, awful election, honestly. I really want it to be over.
This is like the most polarized election that we have had since the return to democracy in 2001.
Paulo Sosa Villagarcia is from the Peruvian Studies Institute. He believes Castillo doesn't have enough support in Congress to enact radical change. Villagarcia's not optimistic about the outcome, whoever wins.
What we are going to observe is actually more chaos and more ungovernability than ever.
That's what worries Juan Bañón, the bricklayer. Above all, he wants peace and stability so that he can go back to looking after tourists and making a decent living again.
Estamos en una encrucijada, verdaderamente.
We're at a crossroads, he says.
Así estamos. No sabemos qué pueda pasar.
And we just don't know what might happen. Philip Reeves, NPR News.